New sound textures made Sgt. Pepper different from all other Beatle albums.
People hadn't done a lot of things in those days and was open to experimentation. And it's just that I wanted to get into the drum and get what you've just referred to as the depth and actually, you know, try and get into it. Because in those days, the way you were taught was to mic things like that, you know, from quite a distance, and you'd destroy the mic if you came any closer and things like that. So we went completely against that.
Paul's bass sound and playing influenced pop music for years. Here, he tells us what was inspiring him at the time.
I was listening to a lot of kind of Motowns and Marvin Gaye and Stax and stuff, which were putting some nice little bass lines in. But I think the big influence was Pet Sounds, Beach Boys. That was the album flipped me. Still does, actually. Still one of my favourite albums of all time. Just because the musical invention on that is like, wow. But that was the big thing for me. I just thought, oh, dear me, this is the album of all time. What the hell are we going to do? So my ideas took off from that standard, and I wanted to do stuff beyond that.
One day, Julian, John's 5-year-old son, came home from school with a painting of a little girl in a black sky with stars all around her. John asked Julian who it was, and Julian replied, "Lucy in the sky with diamonds." John was inspired and thought of a song as an Alice in Wonderland idea. His imagery again invokes the surreal pictures of Salvador Dali and the word formations of Dylan Thomas. The inference to LSD in the title was another sad interpretation by the pop public, who were constantly trying to see beyond the joyful scenarios set up by John.